Hey, what it do, people? It's your man, Animal Brown, checking in. Another episode is here for you, episode 326 to be exact. We are rate, reviewing, debate, and discussing Dave East's new album, Survival. It's his debut album, executive produced by Nas. Got a lot of high expectations, man, so I'm interested to see what is hidden on. Of course, this episode is brought to you by Patreon. Go to patreon.com/realville, all right? Pick a tier, support the real. Certain tiers come with certain things. It's that simple, man. We got brand new album reviews ready for you. You can go listen to them right now, all right? Now, also, realvillemedia.com. It is also a sponsor for the show, but you already know that, man. Realvillemedia.com to check out all of the podcasts that are on the network.
All the podcasts on the network are going to consist of DFSP Full Sport Press Podcast. We got my man Jay Hove. We got Chet Town Jeff. Shout out Big Jeff. And we got How Weezy. And we got FSP Cameraman. You check all of those guys out. The latest series, Small Forwards. They're going to go over the top seven NBA small forwards as they traditionally do. This is part three. Always great to hear from those guys with the debate that they bring to the table about the positions in the NBA. Fresher Than Your Average Pod, that's the other podcast on the network. Check out Jay Hove and Animal Brown talking about the latest and greatest in fashion. They have a recent episode that they dropped that's going to talk about. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling that up. It's been a while since those guys dropped. I guess they're on vacation. Rockaware is back, and they are on the way to give you more issues here pretty soon. That was issue 54. We appreciate all the support and everything that you guys join us with. That includes Patreon and all the podcasts on the network. Go to realbillmedia.com, as stated before. Check out the Contact Us page. We're looking for interns and want you guys to work with us. Till then, enjoy the show.
Hey, what it do, what the business is?
It is another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Hey, holla at your boy Animal Brown. Animal underscore Brown if you're looking for me on social media.
I am Spike Lou on those same social sites if you're looking for me.
Man, producer M Extra, what's goody?
What's going on, world? It's your boy M Extra. The Minister of Culture is in the building.
You sure?
MXTRA. What? I'm sorry?
Under the weather over there, brother.
MXTRA3. On all things social media.
Shit. Hey, man. Fall is here. What you have on deck for the weekend, man?
Man, we got to go out and join a podcast that was in town. What was the name of it again?
Shout out to the Boonie Breakdown.
Boonie Breakdown. Very entertaining show. Baltimore. That was the accents in full effect.
Absolutely. Baltimore.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself, man. She put on a great show as far as the content for a podcast, man. I really enjoyed it. So I got to step out and do that this weekend. What about yourself, good sir?
Absolutely, man. It was slow motion. Other than that, I did try to make it to St. John. I did not go to St. John. So. Twin stood me up.
That's not what happened.
Nah, it was a wrap. I should have got my tickets beforehand. Yeah, that's my fault.
St. John sold out?
Yeah.
It's packed wall to wall.
The venue
was too small.
What venue was it at?
Center Stage. On one hand, I'm glad that we didn't go because that motherfucker was wall to wall, standing room only. Damn, and that is not how I get down. I need room to breathe. But shout out to St. John, though. It looked like it was a dope show, man. So one of these days I catch him, but I got to be sitting in the seat. I'm not standing up. I'm too old for that shit. What you have on deck, Brick Dog?
Likewise, attempted to fail to go to the St. John's.
Clearly.
Show. Friday, I hung out a little bit. Saturday, I had a kickback to go to as well. Also, I went to a photo shoot party. Shout out to Spencer Charles, the best photographer in Atlanta.
Word.
So, yeah, kicked it a little bit. And it was a bye week for my Eagles, but I saw those Cowboys lose. So it was a fitting end to my weekend.
What's a photo shoot party? It was a photo.
It was like a release for this girl's photo. She's doing this whole, yeah.
Gotcha. But,
a release for this girl's photo.
Yeah, don't try to skip over
it. Girl's photo shoot.
There we go.
Photo shoot.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I clearly said photo shoot.
All right.
The first time.
All right.
But yeah, shout out to the Cowboys for ending my weekend correctly. Shout out to the sorry ass Saints for losing to the Atlanta Falcons.
America's team.
America's team.
Even if you don't root for us, you got to talk about us, baby.
Because I'm an Eagles fan. We're tied now for first place.
Until y'all lose to the Patriots next week.
You hope so.
You're right back in the same position. So. It was a throwaway game.
It was a throwaway game. Yeah, it was throwaway. Dak had the best game of the season and he lost.
He did. It's Jason Garrett's fault. Yeah. One step closer to getting Jason Garrett fired. That's what we're here for.
Silver lining.
Entirely too much Cowboy talk.
We're here for it.
All right, man. Let's
better
get to
than
this.
What's coming up.
Let's get to this hip-hop shit, man. T.I. was a guest on the Ladies Like Us podcast when he was asked a simple question. Hey, man, have you had the sex talk with your daughters yet? He then replied, referring to his 18-year-old daughter, Deja, yes, we've had those conversations, and we have yearly trips to the gynecologist to check her hymen, end quote. Now, those comments set off a firestorm on Twitter, and the podcast hosts have since deleted the episode and released an apology. T.I. has yet to comment. My question is there a double standard on how male rappers raise their daughters as opposed to their sons?
I don't think so. I think that there's a lot out there that they see, so they don't want that to rub off on their daughters. So they are sometimes overprotective and sometimes to good or bad. We know that those women that are kept in the house and things like that, what happens later. So I don't think T.I. wants his daughter to fall victim to that. So he wants to give her a little freedom.
Right.
I think the problem here was him speaking up and saying this to these ladies, which reasons why the episode was deleted. What goes on? I don't have a daughter, so I don't know the standard practice for that. But what I would say... What I would say is that the problem is, like my mom always told me, like, we're going in our house, isn't going on in our house. So he doesn't need to be speaking about it from there. And, like, you got his daughter unfollowing him on Twitter. Like, it's clearly something that they haven't discussed. When we are talking about male rappers and their offspring, I think we're coming to a turning point in hip-hop where a lot of the rappers that we grew up with have children that are of age now. Bun B got children in college. Nas got daughters in college. Nori's out. I think Nori got kids that are of age, too. So I think that they're figuring out how to deal with the celebrity and their kids having fame, too. Because I don't think that he understands the popular. Like, his daughter got a lot of Instagram followers. She's popular. So even if this does go down, and even if she cool with it, and that's what she expects from her father because she's been living with him her whole life, she got like 500-600 people that are now in her, 600,000 people that are now in her business because they follow her on Instagram.
Yeah.
The same practice that he takes up with his son when he's like, well, I don't want to get involved when he's talking about Damani and his music. Should probably do that with his daughter.
Yeah. As somebody with no kids, I am the last person to talk about anybody's parenting game because I have zero experience in it. Nigga, zero, less than zero.
With that being said.
No, I've never heard anybody say this. I thought this was interesting. I've never heard any dude, either in private or in public, say, man, I go to her, to the gynecologist to check her hymen. I had never heard this in my life. So I was, that number one was funny because this is seems like a next level of kind of like OCD or whatever you want to call it. It just seems a little strange. So I'm interested, number one, to any fathers out there with daughters, do they do this? Is T.I. alone? Because he needs a lifeline right now because he's out there on the island dolo. Yeah,
Snoop made a post about it.
He was supporting him?
Nah, like the cat meme that been going around. Snoop. It was something to do with that. Let's get
that's
that
funny.
Up there, so.
But I will say, though, listen, man, T.I.'s a public figure. So, yes, as in your household and mine and probably yours and Mextra, shit stays in the crib.
Right.
But we're not public figures. We don't have reality shows and cameras inside of our crib like a T.I. does. So the rules are a little bit different. I just think simply he should have kept this to himself and that this would have been a lot simpler of a situation.
Yeah, he definitely. I actually feel bad for his daughter because he is a public figure.
She is, too.
True. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Because T.I. is a public figure and he's famous and she has this following. Now everyone knows this. And clearly she was uncomfortable with it as well because she's liking comments saying that this is ridiculous.
I saw that.
And for the act itself, again, you're right. I don't have kids. I don't have a daughter. But just from the reaction and just from a pure what the fuck moment, I cannot believe that he, one, admitted this and at one, he actually does it. So I'm a little bit taken aback. It seems, to answer the question, he's clearly falling into that double standard. He's way more overprotective for his daughter. And he admitted that on public television that he is.
I think he's equally protective, though.
No. He admitted on public television he's more overprotective of his daughters than his sons. And you can just tell how he interacts. And for me, and this is just me only, after listening to T.I. and Tiny talk together on his podcast and just their interactions on the show, T.I. is a little not say a little. He's very old school in his ways.
I can see that,
and it clearly shows with acts like this.
But here's
what do
the
you
thing:
mean, what's old school in your ways? What's that mean?
Like, remember, he didn't want Tiny to work. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. Like that's a throwback mentality. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? Like not to say that that's like right or wrong. It's just an older school of thought. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But I will say this though. I think you say there's a double standard. I think sometimes double standards are okay. I think that may be another conversation. But I mean, because men and women are different, so therefore the standard. Why would the standard be the same for two things that are different? So that's what I would ask. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
I don't think.
I just only hear one person complaining about the double standard, but that's another story.
There are double standards.
It's okay though.
I mean, and that's that, but. Looking at it from a macro and a micro level, what he's equally trying to do is protect his kids.
At the end of the day.
He wants his child to be protected. Like, he know in his mind that there's nothing he's going to be able to do if he go in there and his daughter's not a virgin. Right. Other than have a conversation with her. Like, that's the max of what he's going to be able to do, just like he know. And the reason I keep bringing up his son, because J. Cole said his son had, like, a classic album.
Yeah, he said he
and
heard
T. it. And T.I. won't even comment on his son's music, but he's commenting about his daughter's hymen.
Yeah.
Like that, but it's all out of protection. Well, I won't comment on his music because I don't want him to have to live up to this thing of being T.I.'s son.
Yeah.
So I do feel like that all of it is him
trying
to. So he's
commenting out of protection?
Hmm?
You say he's commenting on a hymen out of protection?
No, he's doing the act out
of
protection.
He is going to ensure that it's still in place out of protection.
Right. So that's not.
He's commenting out of just podcast promotion. Shout out to T.I. for taking podcast promotion to the next level, because he did say expeditiously behind it, and everyone has been talking about this, and I'm sure it's going to be addressed on his next episode, which will probably be at the top of the iTunes chart.
Yeah, absolutely.
See how that works?
That'll be must hear. That's why he hasn't commented.
He ain't even released. Exactly. He ain't said nothing about it, so it's great marketing by him to take this to the next level as far as what he's doing with his podcast.
You think the podcast, shout out to the ladies, like, you think they overreacted by deleting the episode?
I don't understand why you would drop it if you're going to delete it. It's out there now. No, like, but I'm saying has been captured.
The outrage is what caused them to go ahead and just take it off the feed.
But what I'm saying, people know that he said it. It's in the atmosphere now. So why would we delete it from our feed?
I get it. I wouldn't.
That's what it's just. I wouldn't. I don't think I would have.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I thought they overreacted.
We are three men in here talking about women.
That's true. That's true.
And I don't.
Oh, that's true because of the topic.
The women.
Maybe something. Right.
The women were after T.I. about this and.
And probably after them.
Yeah, after them. Like, because the women were talking about their response.
They laughed about it, huh?
And you know, they just was like, and they didn't think about it when he said it. Yeah. But if you think about it.
They probably thought he was being funny, though.
I hope so. It was just the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
What would they want them to do? Like, come on, dude.
Challenge. You're a host. You got
yeah,
challenge.
A lot of women people, say you should have challenged
if people are tuning into your show, they expect you as the host and their voice. They want you to challenge someone.
Have they had anybody of that caliber on their show?
I have no idea.
Maybe that's the big fish. Like, why would they say?
No, that's
you still
got to
challenge them, bro. Like, you still got to do your job.
Yeah, women. If
that's
if
what
women,
takes you to the next level. Right. You have to do your job.
Yeah, they may not have a problem
if
with
women
it.
Are your core fan base and you don't challenge something that is so, in their mind, misogynistic, then it's a problem.
That's true. Yeah. So that's what I could see it being deleted now that we go down there.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. I mean, because the biggest thing for me is not that he said it in public. He shouldn't have said it in public, but it's just weird, period.
It's
weird for a lot of reasons. But
never heard it before. I'm not going to lie.
That's what I'm saying.
I ain't going to comment. I don't know if it's weird or not because I don't have daughters.
Well, I'm sure
he's not looking at it from a sexual standpoint. So what makes
it weird?
I'm
not talking about sexual. I'm talking about his control.
Privacy,
like, one person tweeted, and this goes back to what I said about his antiquated thoughts on men and women and how they're supposed to be. T.I. has antiquated thoughts. Let me finish. He has antiquated thoughts when it comes to men and women. You can clearly see that when it's dynamic with Tiny. And this is a prime example of it with his daughter.
I got a real question for y'all.
This should be good.
How do you check to make sure that your daughter's a virgin?
You don't.
You don't. That's the point.
Did you expect her to come to you and tell you when she having sex?
No, you just had that conversation.
So you just hope that you prepare her for the day that she does have sex?
Yeah.
And then,
in my opinion,
do you want to know when she starts having sex?
As a parent,
I would try. Again, this is a whole lot easier for me to say because I ain't got kids.
Children,
but I would try to have an open door.
Exactly.
You can come to be about whatever.
Me too.
Do you want to know when she starts having sex?
Absolutely. Yes.
Or at least come to my wife. Yeah. You ain't got to come to me.
I'm gonna be a full, like.
Because remember, we were at the podcast thing, and there was a guy in the audience where this topic came up, and he was like, "I don't want to know about no girl stuff." He was like, "If you get on your period, I don't want to know about it." Like he said, "I don't want to know." Any girl stuff.
That's immature for him.
But he was like,
but
like you say, where do you draw the
that's
line?
That's what mom is for.
See, okay.
See, what
in
do you
a,
see
in
what
a perfect
mean?
World. In a perfect world.
This is an antiquated thought also.
If I had a son, I wouldn't want him to come to my wife about having jock itch. What's she going to say?
But that was his point. He said a man raises a man and a woman raises a woman.
Again, in my opinion, it's an antiquated.
What is she going to say about the jock itch, bro?
I would want my daughter to tell me. I don't want to just, oh, go talk to your mom. I don't talk to your mom.
On deckers with little girls out there, I want to know, do y'all want to know when your daughter starts having sex? Or your son. Like, do you want to know when your kids start having sex?
That's terrifying, yes. Even the thought.
You do. You want to know. You want them to come to you, be like, this is my first time.
People, if you, in my opinion, and as I was a child, if you don't speak to your kids about things, they're going to hide it from you and do it anyway.
I don't think. Fam, when you were 16,
I talked to my dad about it.
You went and talked to your dad the first time you had sex?
We talked about it.
Were you about 25?
You grew up with your dad.
I grew up, we talked about it.
25 was funny.
No, that's hilarious.
You may have been older, more mature, so you were able to talk to him about it.
That was funny.
Yeah, I had a beer over this.
We can clearly look by the judge of all three of us who had no problem with that department.
I don't know about that. But see, that being said, like, do you want to know? Y'all let us know that.
Yeah, let us know for sure. All right, man, let's talk Tyler the Creator and Drake. Now, Tyler the Creator held his annual Camp Flognaw Festival over the weekend. And as fans anxiously awaited the special guest headliner, which was heavily rumored to be Tyler's odd future bandmate, Frank Ocean.
See what you're doing with those key words there.
Now, when it was time for Ocean to step on stage, fans were let down when Drake came out to perform instead. Drake ran through a handful of songs before ending his set 20 minutes early due to boos ringing from the crowd. Was Drake getting booed off stage, fair or foul?
This is fair, man. All is fair in hip-hop, love and war. Like, I do appreciate his response here. I mean, there's not much to joke about. Drake is such a class act that he was able to even clean it up on stage. I do think that the social media reaction is funny. It's good. Like, you need things like this to stir the pot. I think this is going to continue to fuel Drake to be what we know him as. He'll use things like this to fuel him on. It'll be some fire ass 16s about that time. I just think it's a dope little moment in hip-hop, a cool little wrinkle. It was funny for a second, you know, we laughed about it in the group chat, but I don't think it's going to impact him in the long run. Like you said, people had their eyes set. 2019 is a weird thing as to where what we used to talk about, how people, you had the certain MC, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas, or whatever it may be.
Right.
It was almost a group thing that you had. Now it's different as to people are so into their sections that they want to see what they want to see. So even if you bring the biggest hip-hop star out in the world, I was here for Frank Ocean, bro. Where is Frank Ocean? And that sounds crazy, but it happened.
It sounds crazy because it is crazy. And that's why this was foul as fuck. Why in the world would you boo... You're telling me.
We ain't trying to hear you, bro.
You were expecting. Have y'all listened to Frank Ocean music lately?
Ladies and gentlemen, OVO man.
Have y'all
here with them teens and that man?
Have y'all listened to Frank Ocean's music lately, dog? Nigga, that shit is ass, dog.
Yeah, you are not a Frank Ocean. First of all, context that and say that you don't like Frank Ocean.
I like the mixtape.
That was 8 years
nigga,
ago.
Nigga, that shit was fire.
Yeah, it was. It's a classic.
That's
ass
it.
Mixtape.
He had good albums after that. You
no, he didn't.
I like the mixtape. It's 8 years.
Bro.
It's
clearly not a
and I'm not saying that I like any of this shit after that either.
It's whack.
You got to respect Frank Ocean, tripping. Though, bro.
Man, this shit
you
whack.
You got to respect Frank Ocean. Like, dude is a mega star.
A mega star.
I don't believe that.
He right up there with Drake.
Nah, I'm a fuck.
I'm telling you, fam, Frank Ocean is right up there with Drake.
Goddamn lie.
You don't think that Frank Ocean is just as big a star as Drake?
Fuck no.
You just see Drake more often.
No, nigga, you don't. Frank Ocean.
I don't think you realize how big Frank Ocean is.
What's the last Frank Ocean hit? My bad.
We ain't talking about hits, bro.
Well, then what makes him bigger than Drake?
We're talking about.
We didn't say he was bigger.
People waiting on you and Drake getting booed because
that want to see you.
That literally makes him bigger than him. Bro.
No,
I didn't say he was bigger than Drake.
Like, all right, let me ask you this.
Hell no.
Who you think else? Like, if you're there for Jay-Z and Drake comes out, are you booing Drake?
But those are two people that are closer in circumference than Frank right, Ocean
so
and Drake,
for
bro.
The Dixie Chicks.
That's
you
the
doing,
reason.
Are you booing Jay, right?
Listen, that's the reason why they booed him in the first place. Frank Ocean's fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Is that music is totally different from what Drake is coming out to do. And what the funniest part of all of this, if you see Tyler the Creator in the crowd, he is word for word with every last Drake song and is flabbergasted at why people are booing. Like, he is fucking hype.
That's like
hype.
A skit, dude. That's funny as fuck.
He was too hype. And then he took the social media to kind of be like, yo, what are y'all doing? I bring the biggest artist in the world, but I guess I should have known the crowd. Blah, 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 blah.
Got to know your crowd.
You do have to know the crowd, and it was a nice gesture. It sounded like a good idea, but it just didn't resonate. You know what I'm saying? But that, come on, man. Like,
how people wanted Frank, man.
Boo him off stage? I can see not being hype. I can see, you know what I'm
saying? They booed him off stage.
No, they booed, because he asked, yo, do y'all want me to perform?
Yeah, it was like, nah,
that's being booed off stage.
Do we have audio of this?
No, it's a video.
No, I haven't seen any of that.
That's it's funny. A video. For
I haven't
sure.
seen any of that. It's hilarious.
Get that shit off the internet.
It's a video for sure. I mean, people wanted a Frank, man.
They wanted Frank.
You can play on Frank.
I can't believe you don't think Frank Ocean is a mega star.
No, man.
Yes, my nigga. He's a mega star.
No, bro. No. You can't be a mega star with no hits.
Frank Ocean.
No hits.
Nigga, no hits in the last 5 years.
Frank Ocean.
Okay, stop talking right now.
Frank Ocean is top 10 urban music stars.
And it's beyond urban. That's why he's bigger.
Bro, what is his last hit, bro?
Bro, you said 5 years. His last album came out in 2016. People bought it like crazy.
What
Nikes was on that song?
The last hit.
I don't know, man.
That's all I want to know.
Nah, I have no idea.
Nike.
Somebody let Animal Brown know.
What the fuck is that?
Somebody let Animal Brown know what his last hit was.
Because you're ignorant to the fact doesn't mean it's not popping.
Is that the one that where he did the video when he was standing in a room building a fucking Lego set?
No. And if you know anything about Frank Ocean, a lot of artists respect him for how he played Def Jam and got out his deal.
Listen,
I
get
video that.
That
you're talking about.
That was dope. I thought that was a dope move, and he hasn't put out shit since.
He didn't have to. He's living off the He don't have to.
That shit. And that was a throwaway shit. He just did that to get out the fucking deal,
that's what
man.
I literally just said.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
The visual was the throwaway. The album was good. Blonde was good.
Yeah, I don't believe
it. Channel Orange was good.
I didn't like Channel Orange.
Oh, okay. We can't have this conversation.
Yeah, it's
should
not
good.
It's
a classic album. You're
it's a classic.
It's
definitely a classic.
Relax, bro.
What? Ask any music head. It's a classic.
Nah, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's a good album.
Look, just Google it.
Niggas is gassing Frank Ocean.
Classic.
Listen,
no, it's not a classic.
In your opinion,
niggas is gassing him like Chance. I'm about to start thinking he a plant too. Fuck it.
Everybody don't like her.
Nah, I'm just saying. They don't deserve this much credit that y'all giving him.
I definitely deserve.
He
much
definitely
credit.
Deserve credit. Wow. He has a lot of talent.
Frank.
He deserved to be booed off the fucking stage, dude.
Yeah, your feelings.
Your Drake bias is showing.
Oh shit! All right,
in
man.
Your feelings. No pun intended.
Jaded. Tough.
All right, man, let's go to New York, man. Irv Gotti. Murder, Inc., Irv Gotti, man. Now, while on the Wendy Williams show, the Murder, Inc. head honcho seemed to allude that he and Ashanti had sexual relations in the past. Irv did defend Ashanti, though, saying that it didn't happen while he was married. He didn't want anybody out there thinking that Ashanti was a homewrecker. Now, rewind a few years ago, and Rick Ross on The Breakfast Club said he would not sign a female artist to MMG because of this very reason. Does this Irv Gotti Ashanti news make you understand Rick Ross's point of view now?
No. Absolutely not. Like, powerful men work with women every day and they refrain themselves.
Hey,
like,
you,
that, that's a part of life. You want to open a company, have a business? Hey, you have to work with women. There's this whole thing that's a sexual harassment clause. So, no, I don't get it. That's a stigma that Rick Ross is pushing forward in hip hop. Like, this is just not true. Like, you don't have to sleep with a female artist. You don't have to, like, Irv Gotti made the choice to do that. Earlier, y'all talked about old school thinking. You Google Irv Gotti's name right there, it says, I pulled a gun on my daughter's boyfriend, but in a LOL kind of way. He a old school nigga like that.
Yeah. For sure.
So I could see him doing this, and nah.
No. I mean, listen, I give props for Ross for knowing himself. And knowing not to put himself in the situation to begin with to end up like Irv Gotti on Wendy Williams' couch.
That's stupid.
Talking about how he smashed his artist.
That's stupid.
Nah, you got to know
yourself.
Knowing
that you're a creep?
Yes. You got to know yourself. Whether you're a creep, a genius, a dumbass, or whatever it is, you have to know yourself at the end of the day. Now, Irv, I thought this was interesting because, one, I don't know why this made news. Irv has said this already. He actually said this 2 years ago when Tales first came out. He said this on Funk Flex Show. Yeah, clearly. He said this on Funkmaster Flex Show. It was like a 2-hour-long interview, and at like the hour and 40-minute mark, buried in the damn interview, he said the same thing that he used to mess with Ashanti. So this is somewhat old news.
Well, the reason he brought it, Wendy, he was in a Wendy Williams interview.
Correct.
So they were asking about his affair with his wife.
Right.
But because a lot of people alluded that Ashanti was the reason, but he was saying it was another woman.
But the headline that everybody is blasting.
That's what they're focusing on.
That's what I'm saying. And that's already been said. Now, this is what I'm going to fuck y'all up with.
Is he still with his wife?
No.
No.
Did y'all know and he said this in the interview with Flex. Do you remember the Raw song with Nelly? Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of money and I'm going to spend it on her.
Did Avery, you know, Storm? Avery Storm?
Yes. Yeah, did you know that whole Nelly verse was about Irv Gotti and Ashanti? He dissed them the entire verse, dude. And I can't wait to play this for the listeners. Don't worry, you're going to hear it because I know it's been a minute since you've heard it. When you got the best, the previous was a test for you. Now you're in the big league. A black Steinbrenner, who wouldn't want to play for me? Your last man was a chump, and you can tell him I said it. He was talking loud at first, but you can see that he dead it. You can see I ain't sweating. Hell, I call him up myself and tell him I ain't get it. No, please don't confuse me, miss. I'm trying to see how I can put you on my Christmas list. I hope you ain't offended by this, but I think your ass fine as shit. And that's straight up real talk. All bullshit aside, she replied, I like to do the wild thing. And we'll listen to it on the break. But that whole verse is about Irv Gotti.
That's hilarious.
That
was at one.
Dude, that's hilarious. Wait till y'all. Wait till we listen to it. But anyway, Irv, the problem here that nobody's talking about is why Irv took even said this out in public to begin with. That's the lamest part, though, dude.
Yeah, that is.
Like,
that's,
come on,
that's
bro.
That's some Larry Johnson shit. Oh, I fuck better. Like, come on,
bro. Yeah, that's
bro.
Lame, bro.
If you, I don't understand why niggas like that. Well, I guess because they lame, but like, if you Irv Gotti, like, why you got to do that, though?
Yeah,
like,
that was a weird flex, bro.
Grown-ass people, Ashanti, like, living a whole nother life.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, she out here trying to get this little tour money and shit with Ja Rule, man. You talking about you fucked her, dude. Like, who cares?
Shout out to Ashanti.
Like, everybody assumed that anyway, but yeah, she is out here.
Y'all can cancel that Murder, Inc. tour. That'll probably never happen.
Ashanti don't even speak to Buddy.
Nah, they fell out like a motherfucker. Yeah. But shout out to Ross for knowing himself.
And Murder, Inc. Like, they
washed.
Partyaholics. Like, they.
Oh, no, they kicked it.
Man, them niggas took full advantage of their run from the stories that I've
heard. What was the book? Yeah, they was in that.
Korean Stephens, a superhead book.
They all in that Korean book.
Man.
They kicked it.
Yeah.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Might not make it.
For sure.
Before we get to this music break, let's talk good music.
So Irv look like he's 60.
Now we have a little over about six or seven weeks left in 2019. And despite singles and album promises from Big Sean and Pusha T, we have yet to even get a release date for their projects. Now, if you remember, fellow good music artist Designer demanded to be released from his contract about 2 or 3 months ago.
Please drop him.
Now, if you were managing Big Sean or Pusha T, would you recommend they do the same as Designer?
Go in the good music office with the baseball bats. Go to the churches. Turn over the motherfucking collection plates. Let these niggas know you not playing. Kanye out here playing and niggas got good music literally that they want to drop. He doing this whole Jesus walks things in these big ugly ass sweats. And yeah. I feel like that he
sweats
missing.
Are atrocious.
Awful. I think that he missing this moment and he does this a lot. You got to follow up with the thing that you did last year with the bonfire in Oklahoma, even when your God tip. Let these niggas cook, man. Like, niggas ain't heard Big Sean in 2 years.
Yeah.
Pusha T had the hottest album of the year when he dropped. Like, don't focus all on this secular, non-secular shit that you're doing. And, like, continue to do business. Like, if he want to run his shit, how he running this shit and make it evangelistic and be the next Joel Osteen, fantastic, man. Go over there and do that shit in a non-profit sort of way. But over here where they still making money at good music, I like to hear a Pusha T and a Good Sean album expeditiously.
I will say this. To answer the question, would I recommend them do the same? The answer is hell no. I would not recommend them demand a trade. I would not recommend them demand a release from the label because the last time they both had dope projects, executive producer name on the back of that fucking album was Kanye West.
Come on,
so he helps them get out the best product that they can put out. You do not want to abandon that. I don't want to hear Big Sean on his own, independent, or signed to somebody else. He needs an ear behind his shit.
Big Sean would be the hottest free agent on the market.
He would, but the music that he puts out wouldn't sound the same.
It means he would go to somewhere quality.
That Dark Sky Paradise is fire mainly because of Kanye's ears on it. And we all know that.
So you're telling me that if Rick Ross and Big Sean got together, you don't want to hear that?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
We know pushing on the Kanye, though.
But you hear
that for a fact because Pharrell is right. A phone call away.
But you heard what that solo all-produced Kanye sound like. You just said he had one of the best albums of the year.
He had a solo.
What?
You just said that.
I thought you were talking about Kanye album. I was like,
nah, I'm talking about Pusha T. Come on, keep up, guys.
But we also know, guys, we also know that if it was all for real, it would be fire too.
True. Possibly.
There's no doubt.
Possibly.
Pharrell hasn't done produced a whole rap album in a decade.
Oh my God.
Has he? When the last one?
He didn't do Pusha T last album before the Kanye?
No.
The barcode on
him? No.
He didn't do a whole. He did a few songs.
Yeah, no.
But listen,
he did that Snitch, which is fire.
Fire.
Yeah, that's fire.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just saying he hasn't done it.
He doesn't. But we know he can. That's my point.
Do we?
Man, these niggas. These are some loyal niggas if they continue to ride with Kanye and this train wreck that's going on over here. Like, get out now, dude. Why you still can and why y'all still got careers?
Jump off, dude. Jump off in them big,
jump off
big ass
the train,
sweats.
Dude. Don't have that nigga let you out here.
You land safely in them big
next
ass
thing sweats.
We
know these niggas going to be deacons, dude. Like, come on,
let's
man.
Be honest,
there's nothing wrong with it if that happens.
Yeah, let's be honest.
For the record.
I would feel personally robbed if Big Sean turned into a deacon
and stopped making music
in his prime. like if Big Sean turned into fucking... what's the nigga name? The dude Jump. What's the nigga name? You listen to gospel music.
Who does
Kirk
Jump?
Kirk Franklin.
Yeah, Big
Stomp,
Sean turned into
Stomp.
Yeah, whatever. If Big Sean turned into
the fuck?
If Big Sean turned into him, I'd be upset as a hip hop.
But let's be honest though, Big Sean signing when he did, he probably signed like a 12 album deal. That nigga ain't going nowhere. Mm. That nigga deal probably some sloth.
Man, designer's on or something. You see what he doing to my nigga Sahi, man. Come on. This is ridiculous.
Let's
be clear. Sahi's the right way he wants to be.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
He's enjoying
it.
He's
comfortable.
It
cool
like
with
he
this.
He's helping ghostwriting. He's getting bags off of that. He's cool.
He said him and Ye like Dre and Pop.
Oh, my God. Nah, he tripping with that, though.
Which
one is Pac?
Sahi album that came out was fire.
Yeah,
nobody's knocking the Sahi rap.
Jesus.
And we won't hear another solo.
Him and Ye and Dre and Pac, though. Yeah,
we're not going to hear another solo from him.
He thinks that. And it's on that album. It's on that, that last album that came out, he said.
Tripping like Big Shoes.
I will say this, though, especially with Ye talking about dropping another Sunday Service project in December. He do need to stop somebody.
Another one?
Yeah, he said he's dropping it in by Christmas. Somebody,
I'd be Kanye up if I was Pusha T.
And Pusha T is the president.
I'm squaring up with
what
him.
What can he do, man?
He's the president. He need to be calling some plays.
What can he do?
What are you supposed to?
Your boss is an egomaniac,
dude. Fuck that. He signed designer. You signing whack ass niggas, dude? You can put your own project out.
You do get all the controls pulled away from you when you sign designer.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Oh, that's true though.
But designer,
he might be on.
You know what, bro? I got this. I'm gonna go do the Jesus thing.
Y'all think it was Pusha T?
Y'all niggas just chill.
Yeah.
Nigga signed designer. I know Ye still me. Nigga made me turn to God, dude. Nigga signed designer. Push, I gave you the keys. You signed this, nigga?
Hey, to be fair, designer had a fucking smash.
You signed to a single deal then. Don't sign him to no fucking.
That nigga to that Young LA deal and get him out of
here.
Kanye
loved him. He was all over fucking, was it Pablo?
He flipped it. He flipped that joint too. Made it his own.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get to this music. Oh, hold on real quick. I did listen to that good music. I stand corrected. I listened to that Cruel Summer.
Cruel Summer's fire.
It's banging. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm tripping.
Ghostface murdered his verse on
that
too.
That Cruel Summer is fire. I don't know why I thought it was some slaw.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I don't know why you said that. You of all people.
That shit was banging. So, for the record, Ye has never missed. Go ahead.
That's not true.
definitely not true.
That's facts.
New music this week is from Atlanta's own Aretha LaFleur off his new album, Final Fantasy. This one is called No Entertainment. Check it out.
That boy Reese.
Who wants more for real? I got this shit for free. On that bullshit, I'm trying to match your energy. No entertainment, don't entertain shit. Same ones I came with, that's who I bang with. My niggas moving silence, coded mace. Trying to come up like I'm walking up out the basement. Came a long way, nigga, Eastside basement. Hanging with the slimes, let me risk taking. Hanging outside with the slime snaking. Caught a Glock, need no brown strippy, leave him naked. Liam Neeson with your bitch, now look shorty taking. I'm tryna match your energy, I'm on the same shit. Who wants more for real? I got that shit for free. On that bullshit, I'm tryna match your energy. No entertainment, don't entertain shit. Same ones I came with, that's who I bang with. My niggas moving silence, coded mace. Tryna come up like I'm walking up out the basement. Came a long way, nigga, Eastside basement. Hanging with the slimes, let me risk taking.
Man, we are back. That was Reese LaFleur, No Entertainment. How you feel about Young LaFleur?
Young Reese, that was a very interesting album cover, to say the least. I like the song as well. He's a good artist. Debut on Dreamville as M Extra. We'll let us know here in just a second, I'm sure. Well, that's when I first started hearing about him. So, made his standout debut.
There you go.
But yeah, I liked the song. No Entertainment was cool to me. I didn't listen to the rest of the project. I did listen to one other song. I feel like that was dope too. So I see his lane. I see what he's doing. I like it.
Yeah, this song right here was hard. It's funny because I've seen him out a lot, in like just in Atlanta, just around, and I've never heard his music though. But and every time I look on like social media or YouTube, he's like overseas in some fashion show, or he's like talking to Virgil, or he's out. So I was like, damn, look at Reese LaFleur out here moving. So this song right here was cool. I ain't even gonna lie, I might check his project out in there though.
Yeah, Reese, he grew up here, but he moved to LA. He used to skate. Like professionally, like he was a skater. They called him Lil Skate, his nickname. So you know, a lot of people are real cool with YSL Collective. He's real cool with Thug and Gunna and all of them. So yeah, it's a nice record. Actually, the whole album is pretty banging. It slaps in the car. They messed up the track list on Tidal and Apple Music, so somebody got to.
I'm sure you'll be emailing them.
Yes, fix that ASAP. Because I was listening to songs, ASAP. And I was like, why is this Tidal that? But
that's whack.
I think they're supposed to fix it today. But yeah,
I may have listened to the wrong song then.
I gave you the title. The title was right.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Nah, that song was hard. Shout out to Reese LaFleur, man. I'm going to check his project out. Yeah. All right, man. Speaking of projects, Dave East, long awaited debut album, Survival.
Long awaited.
It came out finally after several years of a mixtape run. A lot of hype behind the Nas co-sign, the Nas signing. This full project, which was executive produced by Nas, is finally here. We're going to talk Dave East. What were your expectations going into David Eastern's album?
Going into Young Dave East album, a long time ago, I remember you telling me about Dave East and me dismissing him casually.
Yeah, I put the world on Dave East.
I don't remember that, but I do remember you mentioning him in passing.
For sure.
Dave East has since then, I think that was when we first started the show, maybe 6 years ago, he's grown into an artist, you know, that is to be reckoned with since then. So when you were talking about it, M Extra, about a project coming out last week when we spoke about it. I think just another Dave East mixtape, you know?
Right.
I think the window as to where you're waiting on a standout project from Dave East kind of closed, and that kind of led to my anticipation on it. I really wasn't that excited about it. So,
yeah, I'm with you. I didn't know this was his debut album till like a day before.
Yeah, you told me this was.
Yeah,
I thought it was another mixtape.
I did too. When I came across he's got a YouTube series, kind of documenting the making of this project, and that's when I seen. I was like, oh shit, It is. Mm. It's actually a dope series. This had me anticipating it Thursday. I was like, wait a minute, because you know how music sound in the big dog studios, and he right there rapping it. Talking to a fucking Pusha T. It's in black and white, nigga. Hype Williams slow-mo on the document. So it looked epic. It made it sound epic. Yeah, all of that shit. So it made it sound like, I'm like, damn, East might be on or something, because some of these records sound kind of dope. Like, I couldn't even front based off the documentary. Now, I will say this, though. And yes, I was the first person on Earth on Dave East. I came across his mixtape, Black Roses, completely random on Spinrilla. Shout out to Oatmeal. I came across that dumb early, and I was like, damn, this dude, he kind of tough. And a lot of people think he maxed out with the Kyari Chanel mixtape, which was fire.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
That's probably been his best project to date, and people have been kind of looking for him to recreate that energy. And he's got some okay projects, but nothing to where you think he can take the crown or the mantle of the kind of the King of New York status, you know what I'm saying? Or even fill the shoes of having a big cosign like Nas, like how J. Cole did with having a Jay-Z cosign. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at these, like, legendary Hall of Fame artists, when they introduce somebody, you expect them to be on that same level, you know what I mean, or the next up. So he's having a tough time living up to that billing. But I will say, when I first listened to it, though, initial thoughts, I thought it was cool. 20 tracks in 2019 is rough.
Too many.
You know what I'm saying? It's. I'm not even going to say, well, we'll get to what I thought about it, but just it's intimidating. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get tired looking at a track list that's 20 songs in 2019. You know what I mean? Like, Hip Hop Slick needs a commissioner, because if they did, you'd fuck around and get fined for having 20 tracks on an album. Like, that's what niggas really need to start doing. So it was, but when I listened to it, I actually found myself finding a lot of bright spots and a lot of parts where he was actually meeting that potential that many of us had been hoping he would match any day now. I felt spots of that when I first listened to it. The more I listened to it, it grew on me, though. What do you think about when you first heard that joint?
When I first heard it, first and foremost, recognize the music was really good. The production is outstanding.
For sure.
There's a certain soul, I feel like, that he puts into this and the different beats play. He has songs about his mother, songs about his daughter, songs about walking to school. And even in those songs, I feel like that they're great songs. And listening to the whole album, it just doesn't feel different from anything else that he's done, which kind of takes away from it being a debut. Like, those other albums are good too, like the Kaari Chanel that you mentioned was fantastic.
Yes, banger.
This, like you said, looking at 20 tracks is intimidating, and just going through all 20, you start to listen to it. You're like, man, this music is really good. I wish that Dave East had kind of held back on some of those other projects, and I was like looking forward to this, or amped up or hyped up, but they had done something to build the anticipation for this album, because the music is there. This is a great album.
Yeah,
I do think that he has some very good songs. It's almost too personable, though.
Nah, don't say that.
And what I mean is this. This could have been a better album if you shortened it and you gave more commentary. What makes the great artist stand out, and I feel like that he could be a great artist, he just is more so in his own world. J. Cole had the commentary about the kids doing drugs and the stuff that was going on. Jay-Z is famous for the commentary, what even goes on outside of his life, stuff that you see. 50 Cent had a run with it. I don't ever hear like commentary from Dave East on the game that he's in, on being a rapper. Like, he's told us a lot about what it's like being Dave East, growing up, him, like I said, going to school, his mother. Those are beautiful songs, but I don't get to hear the perspective of Dave East, the famous model rapper guy.
Yeah.
Don't often talk about that, and I feel like that was the opportunity to do that on this album. Have some fun a little bit. Like, I don't feel like he had a lot of fun on this album. Even when he tried a song with Fabulous, it's still like,
yeah.
Like, have some fun, let people into, like, what you think. And he tried to do that when he did the Lil Nas X thing, right? When he got the backlash for that.
Yeah, when he said the song was whack.
Put that in your song. Put that in your music. Make people laugh there instead of going to Instagram and doing it. Have more of the time capsule of 2019. Be that artist. And I think that's what can make him stand out.
Man, I don't think he wanted people to laugh on his album, man, because you said it was so personal. Man, that's what I love when artists do, is make things personal. So I don't think it was room for – he's not the type of person that was room for humor. I mean, he even ends the song with a tribute to Nipsey. So I don't see where humor would fit in his album.
No, the album was serious.
Yeah.
For the most part. There's a couple singles type joints on here, like with Jacquees and, you know what I'm saying, some stuff for the ladies and all that shit.
As far as fit, to respond to what you say. I agree as far as doesn't fit, but I think they should have made room for it. I think that's what takes Dave East to the next level, and that's what separates a debut album from the rest of the mixtapes that he's done.
Well, I could argue, though, if you put some fun shit on there, it kind of blurs the line between the album and mixtapes, though. Because that's what the mixtape shit is full of. You know what I'm saying? It's full of the featuring 2 Chainz and, you know what I mean, like those type of records. This right here, he been waiting his whole life to put these songs on here. You can tell. Like, the Mama I Made It, the On My Way to School, the I Need a Sign. Like, there's several, like, retrospective, introspective joints. Like, you could tell he's fucking around, been sitting on a couple of these for a minute. True. You know what I'm saying?
True, and that's fair. And I don't want it, the perspective to be more so fun, as I mean commentary, like socially, like not on some fucking Democrat, Republican, White House shit, but just in general.
The
like,
times yeah, that like we're in times, right now for
like
Dave
when
East.
You heard, like, just when 50's debut album came out, it was Vivica Fox commentary, I Got Guns the Size of a Little Bow Wow, just stuff that went with the times. That lacks here.
I'm going to tell you who the best with that. Who was the best. Jay-Z was the best with that.
Great. He was great with that. Like, stabbing on, like, all the stuff that went on around
Bleak
his life.
Bleak could be a mean his whole career. Like, common
stuff like that.
Current
exactly.
shit.
Yeah.
In that's his life, he was, he did that to a T.
Hov always had his, you know.
Yeah, and, like, and that's what I don't necessarily mean fun, because I get what you're saying. Yeah, it's not a fun album, but give us some more perspective from the sense of 2019, you being Davies.
And he's acting now. He caught heat for the Lil Nas X shit. Yeah, he didn't really talk about that.
That's true. Be famous.
Nah, that's fair. What did you think, M-Extra, when you heard it that first go around? I know 20 is a lot, but what did you think when you finished it?
Yeah, I mean, same thing resonated with me when I first saw the track listing, and I was like, oh, it's going to be a lot to digest, especially when it's someone that I don't necessarily look forward to hearing, because not saying I don't like Dave East's music, I just haven't heard enough for me to say, oh, I'm so ready to hear this album.
Yeah.
When I saw 20 songs, it made me have a flashback to Chance album, and I got scared for a second.
Oh,
but
God.
Big
day.
It's a nightmare.
When I dove into the album, I was pleasantly surprised, actually.
Yeah. Did Can you tell that Nas executive producers? Do you?
Yes.
I was just about to say that. I promise you can tell. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, honestly.
It's I don't know. It's a gray area because you don't want him to fall into that thing that Nas fell into where he doesn't. Davies can be a superstar.
And maybe you put too much on him, though.
You don't think that he can?
He could be a star.
Do you think Freddie?
Yeah, he could be a star.
He could be a star.
All right, so
he's marketable.
Let me ask you this. What's the difference between Davies and Freddie Gibbs?
Well, Davies more marketable than Freddie Gibbs.
I agree.
Right, but both of them rap.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah.
I feel like the Davies could be a bigger level of what Freddie Gibbs is.
I think Davies can make more commercial. He'd be able to make more of a hit, that's quote commercial. Unquote. So yeah, commercial successful record than Freddie Gibbs.
But
can.
I argue to see if Freddie Gibbs still might have more fans than Davies. Though.
Really?
I don't know. They're more niche.
Yeah, they're both of them niche for real.
I think if
a
I
lot
had
of women like Dave East, but they don't like his music.
They can't name a record.
Name a song. Record.
I did ask a couple of people, like, hey, I know that Davies came out. They were like, I didn't even know that. I know Davies. Yeah, that's my guy. He can spit. Like,
well, now, I don't know, though, because on Twitter it was lit up. I put on Twitter that, because my first listen, I thought it was missing something. I thought he showed flashes, but it was missing something. And I said he's the epitome of Luther's curl. Mm. It just never really quite. Mm. But the more I listened to it, though, like some of those gaps were filled in. I was like, nah, wait a minute. It's some substance here. Because you run into a nice little stretch between Need a Sign with Teyana Taylor, which is fire.
Yeah, that's some good songs.
On My Way to School, 17, Mama, I Made It. Like that, like, bro, if I'm Dave East, I get it. This is what you want your debut album to sound like. Yeah. You want your mom talking on here with the
that's
skits. You want your pops on here. You want this song to pay homage to your fallen homeboy, Nipsey, and also his homeboy, Freaky, that he mentions in several records.
Yeah.
You want New York legends like Max B and fucking Fabulous, and you want the Dream to be on here to body shit. Yeah. Like, you want Nas, that's a GOAT. Like, you want him on your shit. Like, this is how you're – if he didn't rap, like, or if he wasn't really on, and you were like, Dave, how would you want your debut album to look like or sound like? I feel like a lot of this on here, he would say that. So I respect it from that point. He's winning in his eyes, so he really shouldn't give a fuck what anybody is saying. But I think those specific records I named were fire. If I had to go to my highlights, I think the Need a Sign is spectacular. Mama, I Made It. If you don't feel that, then your whole perspective is whack. Like, I don't know what you're listening to if you don't get what he's talking about. I don't know. And if I had just to take a third one, I like Me and Mines as well.
Oh, that's my – I like
that. That shit is I hard. Like with Clue talking over
yeah,
it, too.
Yeah, that was hard.
That's tough.
Yeah,
like,
that was hard.
Those are three fire records. I like the production as well. And I like the kind of the diversity in the sounds. You know what I'm saying?
Max
like,
B record was a letdown for me.
Yeah, that was just okay.
Yeah,
it was just okay.
Sure.
I get it. It's Max B. You want Big Avelli on your shit, but it was just some look cool. Mm-hmm. But I like the versatility, and I like the kind of the throwback, talking about how he grew up, talking about his teenage years, talking about his homeboys. I was here for all of that shit. I thought it worked. And you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling the album. What worked for you?
What worked for me, I like the Godfather 4 with Davies and Nas. I think Nas had a great verse on there. Davies did
slow.
His thing. I like that song.
No, what?
I also,
and them niggas was not ribbing it.
I also like the Davies and Max B song. I think Max B flow on there was dope. Top of the line.
He sounded washed, bro.
I can run that back.
Talking about a damn thing.
I do know he's recording from jail. Like
he had to because he named some like.
I think they got a recording studio in his prison.
No fucking way.
I think that I did read that somewhere.
You know they do a podcast in the prison.
Yeah,
I'm sure they can do
that.
What?
Yeah. It's a whole podcast with a dude from prison.
Yeah, he out now, but yeah. They did a whole podcast in prison.
There's a nigga that was in prison that had his own podcast?
Him and a
nigga
lady.
Did the podcast from prison. The lady went to prison every week and recorded it with him. And she's talked to the rest of the
prison. She might have had like a recorder or something, though.
Nah,
no, they
had
a studio
in there, nigga.
No fucking way.
Yeah, they had the whole podcast studio. They got it set up for him.
That's nuts.
You never heard of that?
Nah, I'm dead ass.
Earlonne Woods?
Uh-uh.
Earlonne. Young Earlonne. Yeah, that's a good podcast.
Wow.
But back to this.
Ear Hustle. Yeah,
Ear Hustle. That's what it's called.
That's hard.
I do like I said, the song with Nas. I like the song with Max B, and I also like the song about his mom. That's a fucking fantastic song. You can't go wrong.
The Mama
with
I Made It.
Yeah, the Mama
yeah,
I Made It.
Stupid.
And On My Way to School is pretty dope.
On My Way to School, yeah. I like the 17 record too.
Yeah.
Timbaland on the beat.
Yeah. He did that.
Did you peep that?
I did not see that.
It don't sound like, but you
it
hear
don't
his
sound like him at all. But you can now that you mention it, I know for sure. Going from what I like to what I didn't like, I would definitely say that OG record with Rick Ross and the Dream.
Record's fire.
I didn't like that.
I like it.
Fab record either.
I didn't like the Fab record.
I don't know what they were doing right there. Fab wasn't talking about nothing. One of the rare occasions.
That's the Nas influence right there.
But that Dream record was, I like it. It worked.
And the song with Lil Baby was a hype. Yeah. I feel like he just did it to put Lil Baby on his album.
That's the most popular song on his album, according to the numbers.
100% because it got Lil Baby and Dave East. I could see that. So I could see why the album's what that's on the album, but I don't like that.
Before I get into my lowlights, what worked for you? What are some of the joints you fuck with on you?
I like the one. I like Dream a lot, so I definitely like the OG record. I liked Me and Mine.
That's
for sure.
Raps.
Tiana Taylor record is fire. I like, as I mentioned, 17, and The Mama I Made It. Those are the ones that stood out for me.
The premiere joint, was that a little bit of a letdown, though? The premiere joint, just some look.
I like how the album started, though, so I don't think it was a letdown. No, I think it was just a good intro to the album.
Yeah.
So considering what followed it, you see what I'm saying? So
fair.
I definitely like that. And I like how the, I like the record he had about Nip at the end.
That was dope. Yeah, that was a good record. It was a bonus track. And
they were close too.
Like, if you remember, he held that kind of vigil in New York when he was posted about a street sign and everybody was outside. Like, that was real. That was a real dope, crazy look.
Yeah.
What didn't work for me, the song, the song was fabulous. I actually liked the song. I just don't like how it come on. No, I don't like how it come on. Like, the tempo is out of place.
The tempo is, like, slow. It's, like, too, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, but if you listen, if you can make it to the hook, I think it's dope. There's, like, there's a little chord progression in the hook that's super dope. And that Fab actually ripped it. I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
He ripped that. He said some dope shit in there. And the Baby joint, he almost fucked up a Marvin Gaye sample. And that I do not stand
for. The Baby's on the album?
Number 10, the song Baby.
Oh, the song, baby.
With the Marvin Gaye sample.
Yeah.
But his voice, he did that little thing on his voice at the beginning. I was like, nigga, what is this?
I know what that was at the beginning.
What was that supposed to be?
I don't know why he did
I missed it. That was totally over my head.
Man, I was like, what the fuck? If you don't take that bullshit ass effect off and quit fucking up this Marvin sample?
Yeah.
The fuck?
It closed strong on that song.
It did.
Yeah, that's a fact. Because that beat.
I like the song with Gunna, too.
That shit hard. Yeah. No, I like that song. He actually, Gun on the Hook was actually solid.
It is one. I ain't going to say I dislike it. It's one of the better songs for a Gunna song.
Let's keep it real. The Mazi and E-40 song, some slaw.
It's trash.
That's some slaw.
Trash.
So you can see it.
Average at best.
Oh, my God. That song ain't. Matter of fact, that little streak right there of the song with Mazi, the song with Lil Baby, and the song with Max B, those three in a row.
I like the Max B.
That's a weak part of the album.
Yeah, that's weak. Those are the three he could have scrapped.
Yeah.
Got this down to 17.
He forced those.
Yeah,
I could say that. He did force those.
You get this down to 17, that's a different argument because those are lackluster and they're right consecutive. That blows it. If you had to give it a rating, this is tough for me because I thought 20 songs was too much until I hopped on the Madden online, Animal_Brian, if anybody wants smoke.
Been getting dogged.
You're running from that 2K smoke, huh?
I refuse to buy a 2K. I'll get it on Black Friday. I definitely played 2 online games, lost both of them. How about that? But I was able to finish the album while I was playing both of the games, and so the album didn't seem such like as a daunting task to listen to when I was occupied doing something. Like, it flowed pretty smoothly. You know what I'm saying?
Hour and 18 minutes.
Yeah, it's a long album.
That's a long album, no doubt. But if you're doing something, if you're on a Madden, you're playing a game or two, that's two games.
Well, that's a knock for me because it's too long.
I mean,
and I always complain about stuff being too short, but this is way too long.
Yeah, I get it. Like,
you get between the
14 is a sweet spot.
55 minute. That's all. That's good. I'm good.
I mean, yeah. But listen, the two Madden games, man, they flowed quickly when I was listening to this. I was surprised I made it to the end. I was like, damn.
Who you lose with?
I'm with the Packers.
You lost with the Packers both times?
Yeah, I lost to the Falcons, and I lost to, I forgot who the other team was, but yeah, I'm hot about that too.
That's rough.
I feel some type of way. Give this.
Julio was killing online.
He was barbecuing me. For a debut album, Dave East anticipated, long awaited. I give this 3.5. It's banging. I would highly recommend someone check it out, even if they weren't even on Dave East before this. I would tell them to start here.
Yeah.
You get a good idea of who he is, and then you can double back and go check out the Kyrie Chanel mixtape and maybe a couple of the other tapes. He's got some bangers. So I'm going to give it 3.5. It's banging.
I go 4.
It's fire.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 4 reels. It's a really good album.
And I just sang a lot because you were on Davey's ass.
That was, though. And I just think
I think he came through.
Yeah, the only thing that was lacking is the promotion for it. Like,
he did
his part as a rapper, I feel like. As a creator and a rapper, I feel like 4 Mics is worthy. He does have some work that he could do, like I said, with the commentary. But it's a 4 Mic Four reels for me.
You know where he come out, what building he come out of, man. What's Def Jam. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
That is it's old with for them.
They don't know what they're doing.
Crickets.
Nobody that looks like us works
he
in
need
that
to
building.
Go up there with the baseball bats. Now, niggas need to start enforcing that more like Cube did, yeah, man. I go up there and fucking raise hell, nigga. Yeah. My album finna come out and man, y'all got me fucked up. Dog.
You
my first album.
Spotify billboard in Times Square or something.
Damn, I'm going up breaking windows and some old shit. Put that shit on my tab,
right,
dude.
I give it a 3.5 as well. I was pleasantly surprised because the last few projects were duds for me, but this was actually very good.
Run that Fab song back when it get hot again. It's going to sound different. It's going to hit just a little bit differently.
We should have left it off then. Waited until the summertime. Shit.
Should have put it on the next
Give me
one.
No hoodie. Me giving me no
put on that Survival 2.
Yeah, man. I'm in Griselda weather right now, man.
That's true. Right, you right. Man, y'all let us know what y'all think. Of course, go to the Rap Chat on Facebook. What do you rate this Davies, man? Did it live up to the hype? Is it whack? Is it trash? Is it just okay? Is it look cool? Let us know on IG, also at On Deck TV Podcast. Do we got a new music break, sir?
Yes, we do. Top Dog is in the building. Mm. This is a Reason, Same Old Shit. Yeah.
Top Dog. All right, niggas still dying. Same old shit. Same old shit. Same old shit. Bitches still lying. Same old shit. Same old shit. Same old shit. All right, look, niggas don't live their rhymes. Same old shit. Same old shit. It's just the same old shit. All right. Pigs still fly. Same old shit. Same old shit. Just the same old shit. Top of the morning to all niggas and niggas. I get my dick wet, my bitch wet. Try and get my wrist wet. That's diamonds, but never mind it. I'd rather my sales go down like shipwrecks than become one of you pussy niggas lying. That's ironic, cause a pussy the family alliance. So y'all can't help it. That struggle, you never felt it. The drugs in your raps, you never dealt it. So instead, it's Kane got me the Maseratis. Carry 8 Glocks and 6 9s that led to free Takashi. All these 5'5 niggas feeling taller than Stips. About the money they blowing, they drop 100 like Will. I just eat reparation for all the hunger I dealt. And pour a fifth of the Henny for all the blood that is spilled. Because niggas still dying, same old shit.
Man, we are back. That was Reason from TDE called Same Old Shit. How you feel about it?
Reason, one of my favorite new artists, man. I love this song. He's barring it the fuck up, flaming it. So, yeah, I'm here for that. Same
Reason. Yeah, Reason's album last year, There You Have It, was
fire.
Super dope.
He said it was an old album, too. That wasn't even no new shit.
Oh, no, yeah, it was. Oh,
I
yeah.
can respect that. I mean, he's got promise, and this song right here shows that.
Yeah,
I'm super interested to see what he got cooking coming up down the pipeline. TDE got some talent, man, especially if y'all finish, spoiler alert, but the Netflix show, if y'all ain't seen it by now, the dude who won that,
no
his brother is Sir, who is on TDE.
That's his brother?
Yeah, that's
wild.
Wow. Ain't that his brother, though, now that I say that? You're like, that's damn. That nigga.
Do he rap?
Yeah, he won. That nigga, but he signed like Kendrick. They from the same place, so the nigga talked like
why TDE just didn't sign him?
He sounds like Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? But he's
maybe he want to jump out there on his own.
But he's dope though. I say that to say if that nigga was on TDE, like they roster would be lit, nigga.
Yeah,
like
I really like this record. Reason
this shit cold.
He's in his pocket. I love his flow because it never seems forced with him, but you can feel he put his soul into every bar.
You know who he sounds like, though? Who? Scheme.
Yeah, I don't.
He sounds like
I would
him,
never know.
You don't know what that is?
I don't know. I don't listen to him.
Okay, good.
It would never.
That's good.
And the masses won't ever know.
That's true. The masses may not know Reason either, but that's okay.
Yeah, they know him more than
they
Scheme.
They don't
know him. All right, man, before we get out of here, question of the week. Let's go to Cali, man. A teacher in Cali has been placed on administrative leave for dressing up in blackface in front of his class to imitate the rapper Common. Now, Common spoke out against the teacher, of course.
Spoke out against.
But then he also did say that he'd be willing to meet with him if the opportunity presented itself. Now, my question is, what's more amazing, a teacher dressing up in blackface in 2019 or the fact that he chose Common to dress up as in 2019?
Fam, you know how hard you got to be reaching to be like, I'm dressing up as Common for Halloween, dude? And then you got to explain to people who you are and which Common. Like, you the basketball Common? Are you a rapper? Are you the B with the hat on? And like, nah, bro. Like, This teacher is just racist and just want to put on blackface. I'm just going to call a spade, man.
I saw the teacher's interview. He's very remorseful.
Clearly. He just wants his job back.
Yeah, he's just very.
What did he think was going to. I'm always amazed.
He does look like him, though. He had the outfit. He took a picture that Common had. Yeah. And he put the exact same outfit on. Yeah. So that's what I mean by
but
that.
But the thing is, when you're applying the stuff to your face.
Oh, there's a thought process.
What is going through your fucking head? So many people have gotten like burned for this, and you white, and you like, oh, I'm just gonna put this brown shit.
They'll
on my
get it.
Social media. Right. Era.
It's funny. Come on. What?
It's fucking crazy,
bro.
White privilege.
I hate to see what people, because there's people that do stuff like this. That, like you said, there's a thought process. He had to put this makeup on. He had to come up with the idea. Yeah. He had to buy the outfit. He had to put the makeup on. He had to go to school
and never did
in
you
class.
Once think like, you know what?
It didn't hit him once, and somebody
maybe
just happened,
I'm not going to be the white guy to get away with this.
Somebody just happened to be recording it. So you hate to think what people think about that actually that get away with that didn't get recorded or didn't get like it's just it's nuts.
I ain't gonna lie, he don't deserve his job, man. He deserves a work and get a job somewhere, but fam.
I didn't know how good of a teacher he was.
Fam, then he should go teach somewhere.
Clearly
then,
not that good.
Like, nah. Clearly, his decision making is skewed at the very least.
And he's like a grown ass person, though. Like, there's no excuse, like, dog. Like, none.
Like, you're white.
Are you from here?
You looked at the picture and you was like, let me put this makeup on my face to appear darker.
To whoever I offended.
Fuck out of here, man.
I want to know what the point was, because he said he was trying to be like kind of tongue in cheek, but I don't know how and what way. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Was that
L.A.
Bay Area? I think
in the Bay,
yeah,
or California. Yeah, I'm not gonna say L.A. I don't know what
it's the Bay Area.
Okay,
Jesus Christ, I just don't understand. I don't understand how white people still was like I'm gonna throw the blackface on and I'm gonna be the white person. They'd be like. He did it right.
It happens every year, though.
Yeah, you have
the that's what I'm saying. Every year, one of them.
Yeah.
Come on.
And then you have the unmitigated gall to be like,
I'm sorry. I offended you?
I didn't know this
Holy
would be offensive.
Shit. Fuck out of here, man.
You didn't know this would be
thought
offensive.
Thought you guys were over it.
I need one of them yellow Cheerio boxes from Wheezy, man. FedEx, one of them. To
million
this,
percent.
This dumbass. What new music we got coming out this week?
Well, we had a slew of things last week.
A slew?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we had
ACT
a few
words.
Projects come out. We had Dave East, of course. We just talked about that. We had Jay Stone. The marathon continues. Shout out to Jay Stone. The Definition of Loyalty came out.
I heard that shit was dope, though.
Yeah, he got a lot of good features on there.
L.A.
That's Nipsey Boy, Jay Stone.
Nip right hand, man. That's the one I said when I went to the marathon store and he was in there.
He was in there.
And my man said Jay Stone was good. They tried to sell him a red shirt. Nah, dog.
That's funny.
Yeah, so, and actually, like you said, the project is actually pretty good.
I heard.
Trap Hero. Shout out to Scooter. Young Scooter came out. Shout out to Mexico.
I see you, boy.
Yeah,
Scooter type weather right here. This Scooter music.
Yeah, man. Actually, yeah, I heard a few songs and they ride.
Scooter make good music though.
Yeah,
he do.
Scooter. Yeah, Scooter. And of course, Reese LaFlair. We talked about that. Final Fantasy. It's banging.
Cover is hilarious.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ode to Prince.
To the Prince homage. Yes. And Lil Mosey came out with Certified Hitmaker.
Super skilled.
And your boy Chief Keef came out with the Glow Files part.
Duper skilled.
So yeah, and this week coming up,
Sosa a skip?
Hell yeah! The fuck?
The fuck with Sosa? He could never be a skip.
Chief Keef makes terrible music.
Does he? I didn't even know he still made music.
It's trash.
this week we got not much. Lil Peep, Everybody's Everything.
Lil Peep,
rest in peace,
Lil Peep. We got the soundtrack for Queen and Slim coming out. I'm actually. Definitely interested in going to see that movie.
I'm going to fuck with that movie, though. Yeah. I wish they would have named it something different, but I'm going to go to the movie.
And Tory Lanez's Chicks Take 5 is supposed to come out. Mm.
That might be all right.
That's R&B-ish, but we'll say it's coming out.
I just like because he samples throwback R&B shit.
Well, Chicks Take 3 and 4 were fire.
Yeah, he got them beats on
there,
though.
Where are those? On, like, Spinrella or something?
Oh, you can download through Dat Piff, but Tidal has 3 and 4.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah.
But Dat Piff got all of them.
Dat Piff, you just have to download it to your computer and put it on your phone.
Yeah. Well, no, they have an app.
Yeah, but I don't like download the app. The app is trash.
They have an app for that?
The app is trash. I'd rather just download it myself and put it on my phone. That Piff app is trash.
Shit. Yeah. Shout out to that Piff, man. Y'all have an open invitation to sponsor us still.
Yeah.
We here. What you got on deck for the weekend?
What's this weekend, man?
It's quiet, man.
It's
Thanksgiving
quiet
on the way.
Weekend. Thanksgiving on the way. It's not much. I want to catch a Hawks game, though, here. So I want to catch Trae Young, Mr. Ice Trae, the game. I'm going to the LeBron game when LeBron comes.
What day is that?
I'm fucking with it, the 15th.
Up this month?
No.
Oh.
No. On down the line. Not 4 days from now. A month from now.
Oh, you said the 15th.
I was December 15th.
Yeah, clarify. Yeah, yeah. A month from now. But I do want to catch a Hawks game before that. Yeah.
I'm going to chill. My Pistons here in January. I'll be there for that.
Buying flow suits?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to that one. So I could laugh in your face when we win. but, yeah, definitely going to some more Hawks games. I don't know what I'm doing this weekend, though. I have no clue.
It's going to be cold this weekend. It's supposed to be like 22 tonight.
Nah, I don't believe that.
Yeah, tomorrow.
20?
Yes, yeah, so it's a freeze.
Do you watch
of the East Coast?
No, we know that.
Alerts on your phone?
Yeah. We've established that.
It's going to be Tuesday and Wednesday. Going to be the two coldest days.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be down there. So leave your faucet dripping tonight. Get the heat on.
Nigga ain't going to do none of that.
Hell no.
I wonder why the wall is fucking caving in. Yeah, man, big ass wet spot on my wall. What happened?
I ain't doing none of that shit. Man, this weekend, I'm going to DJ Envy's thing on Sunday.
Masterclass?
Is that what it's called?
With the real estate shit?
Yeah, I'm going to go to that shit, see what he said. No.
Tickets were reasonable?
Yeah, they were very reasonable. It's a very small investment to get this paper.
Oh, that's right.
What's
reasonable? 99.
I see you, Envy.
Absolutely. Man, much better than your girl. Man, did y'all see, real quick, though, did y'all see they got the people, you know, the gal from HGTV, like the real pretty one from Flipper, whatever, the Flipper Flop?
She black?
They Vegas. Nah, you know, ain't nobody black on HGTV.
Yeah, it is.
It's like two people. Not her. She bad,
Nashville,
though.
The black people in Nashville.
That was one season, nigga. That shit don't come on no more.
I didn't even know that didn't come on no more.
But the Flipper Flop, the ones in Vegas, they're like they're the first ones, and they like ended up breaking up. They were husband and wife,
yeah,
up. They got bammed by like the real estate commission because they were charging like thousands of dollars for their real estate seminars and weren't doing none of the stuff that they were saying that they were gonna do. They were hitting niggas for like 20 and 30 bands to go to their show. So I say all that to say this 99 is light compared to that.
Oh God.
Bands.
The hustle
nigga.
Is real.
It is. So y'all let us know, man. Listen, it's another week in the books, taking the line from my guy Spike Lou.
T-shirts coming soon.
Episode 326. Shout out to 326, man. That's my birthday. That's a hell of a number right there. Y'all let us know what y'all think of that Dave East album. And don't forget, please, shout out to the new Patreon subscribers. We will shout y'all out by name next week. We're not going to forget that.
Y'all. We got some new shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dope little Patreon push. You know, I sent some texts out there. We got to continue the subscriber. Keep that up. We got something special for y'all next month.
The support came in, man. So all of y'all on Decker of the Week. There you go. We'll shout y'all out by name. Put some respect on y'all name next week.
I make my pops is on Decker of the Week with his text.
That shit was hilarious.
He told me he was talking to you. He wanted to let you know that Russ wasn't tough. He called me. He was like, "Hey," and I was like, "Bro, I'll call you back." Like, well, he called me twice, and I was like, "Wait, what?" He said, "Did you see my text?" Because I didn't respond. And I was like, "Nah, I didn't." So I looked at it while we were talking, and it busted out laughing. He's like, "Tell that nigga next to you, tell that nigga next to you, that's what happened to Russ. If he run up on a real nigga, I gotta go by." All he wanted. It's hilarious.
Shout out to Pops. That was funny.
I gotta
funny
go by. I gotta that's go by. Like, he telling me he was rushing. Like, I call him. Like, okay, bro.
Man, that's funny as fuck. Hey, man, we appreciate you checking in all day. Man, y'all holler at us on iTunes. Leave a comment. YouTube.com/OnDeckTV Podcast. You can watch us right now. It's up as this audio was up. We'll see y'all next week.
Support the real Tweez.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.